Draker for Triple M and the Great Southern, and this weekend, a very good cause. A Pink for Piper is this fundraiser that's happening in Katanning. With me to chat about it, Kelly, thanks for joining me. Tell us all about this fundraiser.
How are you going, Drake? We have our 70-year reunion this Saturday, and it was raised that we could tie in a bit of a fundraiser for Little Piper. She was diagnosed 3 weeks before her first birthday in June with stage 4 neuroblastoma. Mm. Neuroblastoma is predominantly a childhood cancer, and as you can imagine, the effect on family and community has been huge. So we thought we'd see what we could do, and it's ended up in being a big fundraiser with at the Katanning Netball Association on Saturday and the Wanderers home game on Sunday.
And it's certainly going to stand out as well, because I believe you're all going to be decked out in pink.
Well, that's the plan. We've asked all our players and volunteers to wear as much pink as possible, and I believe the footballers will have a bit of a pink uniform surprise on the Sunday as well.
That is absolutely awesome. Well, it's happening this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Katanning Rec Centre. But Sunday, what's exactly is being organised for that there?
A similar setup. So the footy will be doing fundraisers, raffles, auctions, balloons, a bit of festivities to get around it as well.
Yeah, and money board and donation tins are available on the day there. If anyone wants to donate any items for the raffle, you can actually contact the email address katanningna@gmail.com, or I believe you've got some Facebook pages as well.
That's right. So head over to the Katanning Netball Association Facebook page or Katanning Wanderers Football Club.
No worries. Well, all the best for an absolutely great cause, and hope it goes absolutely well. I'm sure it will. I'm hearing nothing but great things about the support for Pink for Piper. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Graham from the Betty Terry Community Theatre. Pleasure as always chatting to you. What do we got lined up for this week?
G'day, Draker. How are you today, mate? This week, we've got Hotel Transylvania 3, a monster vacation.
Ah, yes. I believe that's playing on Friday, Saturday and Monday. Yes.
Yes. Apparently they all go cruising on a cruise ship which gets hijacked. Interesting.
Oh.
Or commandeered or whatever you want to call it.
Always makes for an interesting adventure. Now, I believe Friday it's 6:30 p.m. and then Saturday you've got a matinee at 2 o'clock and then showing at night at 6:30 and then Monday at 6:30 as well.
Yeah, so if people want to go to our Betty Terry Community Theatre Facebook page, there's a colouring in competition there for the younger audience.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can
colour
just sort
it
of
in and bring it along.
Yeah, print that off, and then one of the judges over there with you guys will decide who's the best one, and winner will receive a little prize after the movie as such. So good way to go to sort of win something for the kids.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of other movies that are coming up in the future we'll mention. One I'm looking forward to very much, Ant-Man and the Wasp, playing on Friday the 24th of August, Saturday the 25th, and Monday the 27th. And then Mamma Mia 2. We've actually got an extra matinee for that as well, for that matter. So Friday, you've got a matinee at 2, the 7th of September, and then 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, the 8th, you've got it at matinee at 2 and 6:30, you're playing that. And then on the Monday, the 10th of September at 6:30. Now, I believe the first movie went off like crazy, so it's great to see you've got number 2 coming there.
Yes, I'm not actually the target audience on that one, but yes, it is very, very popular.
Yep.
It's Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, I think it's called.
Yeah, no. Well, it makes sense for the title, isn't it?
yeah, and I've heard also that they've actually, Ben and Bjorn, or one or both of them, have written a couple of extra songs for the movie.
Oh, wow. There you go. More of an exclusive there for that movie right there, and you've got the exclusive in regards to that. Pierce Brosnan in that movie, that's one of the people that I can recognise there. Any other actors I'm thinking of?
Cher and Meryl Streep.
Ah, of course, yes. The amazing Meryl Streep.
Unknown actors.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get more info, head to the Betty Terry Community Theatre page. Check them out on Facebook. Graham, pleasure as always. Chat to you next week.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Michael from the Narrogin Observer talking about the big topics coming up in today's paper. Firstly, CommBank, they've been rather charitable, giving $10,000 of a grant to Accessibility. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, that's right. So Accessibility is a disability support group here based in Narrogin. And yeah, the money that CommBank has given them in this grant will be used to modernize their services and make it a bit more easier for their clients to get in on and figure out what's going on in their day-to-day lives. And yeah, some great stuff coming out of there.
Absolutely. Love hearing that, you know, over in the regional areas, grants are certainly coming through. So good to hear that there. Next one, Devil City 666 Motorcycle Club, a new club in Cubelling. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. So don't let the name scare you. Great group of guys, different from most motorcycle clubs. They have a no drugs, no gun policy, a strict no drugs, no gun policy.
Yep.
Newly formed in Cubelling, and they kind of work as a support network for not only one another. Many of them have had come from a very rough path,
right?
As you know, some of us have got things in our history that we probably like to forget.
Yep.
So yeah, they're helping each other get over those kinds of things, and they're also looking for new members to join on as part of their social group that they got set up there. They have a pool table, darts table, a bar in their club rooms. Yeah, and they're really there to help each other, you know, turn the lives around. But they're also doing some great work in the community at the moment as well. So they've got a few projects for social outreach. You might have seen a couple of their tins around town and also throughout the regions for various organisations. And they're also trying to organise a food drive for the homeless in town.
Oh,
and
sounds
get that
pushing awesome.
Pushing that through and trying to get some businesses on board. So yeah, if there's any businesses listening right now, I do encourage you to reach out to them and get in touch and make some great things happen.
No, absolutely awesome to hear there. And lastly, the Shire's knocked back a fenced off no lead dog park. Would you put this as a bit of a dog act? Sorry, I just had to. Yeah. All right, go on.
Right. So yeah, the council did vote this down. This is going to be at Narrogin Park. And yeah, in the article, which you can pick up in the paper today, they I give their reasoning for why they did, and I also had a chat to a local dog trainer and her thoughts on whether or not it'd be a good or bad idea and what should be done to execute it properly.
Well, it's a dog eat dog world. More articles coming up in today's paper. Michael, thank you.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Ryan from the Wage and CRC. How we doing, mate?
Good, good. Thanks. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit under the weather, but you know, some Vicks Vapor Drops and some lemon and ginger tea, which is actually kind of disgusting, but it actually works. So I'm having a bit of that.
Old remedies.
Yeah, I'll try not to pass it on over the phone to you. Anyway, I believe you've got truck licensing courses still going on. Tell us about those.
Doing them again. The last ones were a success, so we've decided to go ahead and do them again. We've got them from the 16th to the 22nd of this month, and it's still bustled in advanced driver training. All the same, we've still got five different licenses, so there's plenty to choose from. And just our usual contact is the best way to get a hold of us.
Absolutely. Now, is it just a demand for that particular area where it's like, oh, you know, we need a lot of jobs out there need people with truck licenses? Is that sort of what's going on, or are they sort of dispersing out to other parts of WA, or any indication?
Pretty much. We've had a lot of interest down here, so anything from farmers to people working out at Unigrain, the dog food factory in town, so a lot of people have found it helpful.
Cool.
And, yeah, requirement for everyone's job around here.
No, that's awesome. The other thing we've got on it is senior computer lessons as well.
Yeah, so we're still running them fortnightly as well, but on the 22nd is our next one. We haven't picked our subjects for that yet, so still taking ideas, but the traction's been good.
Great to hear that there, and we might as well give the number a plug, 9861 1644, that's 9861 1644 for the Wage and CRC to point you in the right direction for all that sort of stuff. Ryan, pleasure as always, I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Always, appreciate it, Draco.